Hello?
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 Hi, Carol here.
Say it here.
I said, hi, Carol here.
Hi, Carol, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Who else has got here?
Sadu's here.
Sadu's here, got that.
You have Lisa on the line, but I really can't hear you.
You can't hear me? Can anybody else hear me?
Right, you're very faint.
I'm very faint. I just got a call. People said you were loud.
You're better now.
You're right. Better now, yes.
All right. Is that better for you too, Lisa?
Yes, it is.
All right, good. All right, we have a few minutes. People will be showing up here in a few more minutes. But while we're waiting, are there any burning questions you've been dying to ask since last week? No burning questions? Oh, okay.
That means the teacher's good, right?
Well, my students are so incredibly bored that they don't even know what to do. Like, don't make us ask questions. We're just too bored.
No, I don't think so.
When class comes to an end tonight, I'll be sending out you guys the certification exam, and you're going to have a week to get that completed. It is not a very long exam. It is not very hard. Everything that's in there has been in our reading. It's in your doc, your book, or in your profile. So spend a little time going through it. Don't try to do it from memory. Look things up. Should not be a problem to complete that. I will mention here that, you know, unlike the CTA exam, this is a one-shot deal. You get one shot to pass this. So, again, don't rush. Take your time to go through it. You can have five incorrect answers and still pass the exam. Hi, who just joined us?
Ellen did. I'm sorry. It kept telling me I was entering an invalid access code, and so I'm sorry I'm late.
That's okay. You're not really more than a minute or two later. We're just getting started.
Okay, good.
Reminding people about the fact that the exam is going to go out after class is over tonight, and then a week to get it completed. It's a one-shot deal, unlike the CTA exam. But everything on the exam has been covered in our reading, been covered in our discussions. It's in your profiles. So take your time, go through it thoroughly, and I'm sure you'll do just fine with that.
Can I ask you, Dave, once we open it, like, does it matter how long the exam is open? If we opened it right after class, would we have to then answer it before we close it again?
No. It's an email thing that goes out. So it'll go out as email. All you do is, again, forward it or reply only to me, then enter your answers. If you reply all, everyone sees your answer. So don't do that. Mm. Just reply directly to me and then enter your answers in the body of the exam. If by some chance your email program does not allow you to enter data into the body of the email, and there's a few of them that do that, then please cut and paste it into a new email. Do not put it into a Word document or a PDF file. If it's an attachment, I won't open it. So just put it into a new email in that case and then type into the new email with your answers.
So okay. Don't attach as a document.
Do not put it as a document. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All righty. So I put some things out for you guys. I think before I left town, I put out some documents for you, the session 6 slides, and some of the other profiles that are out there as well. Hope you had a chance to look through those. We're going to cover some of them here today in a little more detail. There are some very nice reports out there that you can use with your clients that once you've learned how to use DISC, it just takes it and extends it. Or present it in a different way that's more meaningful to your clients. So what we've learned here on the workplace report, you can also use work of leaders. It'll also make perfect good sense to you. You can use it for the management report. It'll make perfect good sense to you because it's the same process, same logic. It's a different way of presenting the responses. So we'll cover that here in a few more minutes. All right. Let's kind of review where we've been over the last 5 weeks. So we started way back when, talking about the DISC model, the basics of the DISC model, and the theories that Dr. Marston used, and how he created his logic, but not the model itself. Very important, we talked about what DISC does and does not measure. Now, that's a really important concept, because at some point in time, you will hopefully be in front of a group of people, 20 or 30, getting paid a lot of money to do this, and someone's going to sit there and say, I don't believe this. You can't figure out who I am in just 67 questions like that, or 78 questions. You can respond. Yeah, absolutely not. A lot of things this does not measure, and you tell them what those things, some of those things are, and say, we're going to try to identify some certain key aspects of your behavior and how those things work. So it's not trying to encompass everything you are and put you in a little box. Not that at all. That's why it's going to be very important to you. We talked about the Johari window and we shift to DISC. And keep in mind that Johari window is really very practical, not only in terms of discussing DISC with people, but also talking about what coaching is. People often sit there and say, what's coaching? And coaches try and describe it as a powerful conversation, or I'm going to ask really good questions. People go, huh? I'm going to pay you for that? Using the Johari window is a way to explain coaching, people's blind spots and their potential and winning the arena. And it's a good way to explain what coaching really is. So keep that model handy for yourself. DISC, of course, is really good at identifying the blind spots and therefore moving things to the arena much faster. We discussed the behavioral style chart. We discussed the four primary personality styles, and we talked about the questions you can ask based on those styles, and those things still apply as you go into the combinations of styles, look at the person's primary and secondary style, tell what kind of questions to be asking them, if they're going to need to move themselves forward. Some questions you want to use to help reinforce with your client where they are, and some you're going to use to challenge them based on their weaknesses or blind spots. So very important way to use those questions. And keep in mind that coaches are hired because their clients want to go farther than they currently are. So it's your job to challenge your client. That's why they hire us. Tips on coaching using the four styles. The combination of styles, which is the real power of DISC, especially with everything DISC, and separates you from other practitioners out there. We're getting stuck in DISC, but you won't be stuck there. And the fact we talked about those dots and the strength of the dot, well, the position of the dot, and the shading, the natural shading, but also the additional shading, and how that gets new dimension to the natural styles, taking into account how people are a little different still than a standard basic profile. So questions about those concepts? All right. Let's move on to talk about using DISC with your clients. Now, one of the big pluses of using DISC is that it gives you and the client a common language to use. And that common language is non-emotional and non-threatening, so people don't get insulted by it. So when someone is getting themselves caught up in too much detail, instead of coming across exasperated and saying, God, you're getting so stuck in the detail, you got to get out of the weeds that way, you can say, I really see your high C coming through here. A lot of focus on those details, aren't there? And they can relate it back to their style and begin to adjust without feeling like it's being taken personally. The same is true, of course, the D, the S, and the I. So that common language is an important factor that DISC gives to you. And, of course, the DISC profile itself gives you ways to identify areas of opportunity and growth by showing you the blind spots. And now the blind spots can be called out more readily. What you're sometimes going to find with a client, when they first start going through the profile, they come to the blind spots, they may sometimes look at those blind spots and say, well, that's not really true. I don't think that's true of me at all. But most often, as you go through the report and begin to relate it back to their life and begin to think about it in situations outside of the coaching session, you're going to come back and say, you know what? That really was a blind spot, and now I'm more prepared for it. So let's go ahead and use it that way. It shows the areas for growth very clearly. It can be a tool that can open the door for emotional intelligence. If you've studied EQ or want to study EQ, DISC is a great starting point for that, because DISC really is about, you know, learn yourself in a whole new way and then begin to manage those behaviors of yours. Likewise, learn about others and through their DISC style, and then identify how to work with those styles more effectively. And that's the fundamentals of emotional intelligence. So DISC is a great groundbreaker there. If any of you guys have considered taking Dr. Laura Belston's EQ class, that's one thing she does routinely. She'll talk about it in her class, about using DISC as a precursor or as part of, initial parts of, emotional intelligence, because it helps open that door for you. DISC is a self-assessment, so it really is designed to help clients see themselves as others see them. So we take our natural strengths, and the DISC reporting allows us to sit there and say, here's how you behave, and isn't that wonderful? Here's how others may view that. And that can be a real eye-opener for our clients to see how others view what they consider to be a very normal and natural thing. All right, let's see, what else are we going to do here? This can be a great sales tool, and what do I mean by that? We're going to talk about it a little later on here today. But quite frankly, using a single DISC profile can allow you to sell ongoing coaching by coaching against the profile and the blind spots identified through the profile. It can also be used as a group tool, and DISC is an amazing tool to use in groups. So we work with organizations, whether it be companies or churches or any kind of group that gets together. If you can get them together in a group for DISC, there is substantial money involved, fees involved, group work involved using DISC. You know, $1,000 for a half day is not at all out of the question, and it can begin to go considerably higher than that. So it can be a nice moneymaker for you as well. It also allows you to open up discussion easily with people about what you do as a coach and what you do with DISC. You can talk about the people, if you're talking to a person one-on-one, talk about your style and things that you know about yourself and things you know about them and see how they react to those things. Or if it's a third party there, talk about things you can observe and say, notice how they're doing these things or those things, and help them see how to read people. Reading people is a big part of what DISC can be about. And if they can read people more effectively, that can make them more effective in their jobs or in their personal lives. So it becomes a great sales tool that way, and this is a way to start a discussion. You could literally buy a little DISC pin, like a little lapel pin, and they're nice and colorful. And people sit there and say, what's that pin all about? There's your conversation starter for you. All right. Questions about all those comments? Again, either staggered with information or bored to tears. We'll hope it's the first one. Okay. All right. Let's talk about Ed Workplace first. Let's look at some of his reports. So Ed Workplace is, I would call it, the baseline report. It's the place you're going to want to start your discussion about DISC with your clients, because the Ed Workplace report gives you the basics of the individual, starting with communication, and allows them to learn about DISC in a very safe way. The other reports, as you saw, talk a little about DISC, the basics of DISC, and they kind of assume a deeper understanding. So I usually start with DISC Workplace, everything DISC Workplace, with clients who are new, who want to get involved in DISC, because that's the place for them to learn the fundamentals. And by the way, I have found clients, who likely will too, who they'll take a DISC profile, they'll want to coach around that profile in terms of how to use it to improve their own capabilities, but also how to read and interact with others. And that's been, like, a client you'll have for a long, long time, and they come back and talk about things that they've learned about their customers or coworkers or friends through DISC, and things they didn't quite understand, helping them work through all those kind of things. It could be a great long-term viewpoint there. Everything DISC talks about not just your basic style, but also your motivators and your stressors, and understand how you react to other major styles and their motivations. That's a big issue, because we all know certain people who just make us nuts, right? No one should say names here. But it's oftentimes that style difference that really makes them that way. You guys all know I'm a DC. The ID combination can drive me crazy sometimes.
Hmm.
And when I analyze this, I sit there and say, I've been talking to Sandy here, and she says, boy, it irritates me. And I go back and analyze it, and I realize, yeah, you know what, she's an ID. And that particular style is great against my DC, whereas other styles don't grade nearly as much. So understand your reaction to other people and then saying, okay, how do I adapt to that? How do I make it work? The Workplace Report provides you with strategies to work on your personal effectiveness with each of the styles. So it tells you how to interact, what to do differently. So it's a great place where you create action plans for people who are working together. If you've got just one client there, if they have a problem with someone else they're working with or they deal with, you know, help identify that person's style and create an action plan on how to interact with it. Even better, if you're in groups and you've got people who are having challenging communications, create action plans to interact with each other. So how are you in the DI group to interact with those in the SC group and help them work together to create action plans back and forth? Of course, you have the style index and the 12 individual styles, which is very telling about how people interact and how they communicate and what their goals are and fears are. So this is by far the most complete report anyone without any DISC experience. All right, so let's move on and talk about everything DISC management. So this is a great report, but what's missing from everything DISC management are the basics of everything DISC that's provided in the workplace profile, including the style combinations and the details. You guys all have that report now, right? You all got a copy of it? Downloaded?
Which one?
The Everything DISC Management Report.
Hmm.
It was. I put it out there on Dropbox last week.
Yes, I got it.
I got it.
So it's a great It's a great report. If you look at the graph, though, I sent to you guys, notice that the priorities are different on management than they are on workplace. For example, actions is the same at the top of the scale for both the D and the I. But as you move around the circle, the I moves from enthusiasm to encouragement. That's more of a management trait. Collaboration is the same. Support's the same. But stability now turns into reliability. And accuracy turns into objectivity. And while challenge is the same, results turns into drive. So these priorities are a little different when you move into management. And when it looks at your individual profile, it tells you about your style and about your DOT. It's now told from a different perspective. It's now told from a management perspective. So we'll talk about management priorities and preferences. What kind of things drain your energy? How you're going to manage time as a manager? How you're going to make decisions and do problem solving as a manager? Your natural directing and delegating styles, which is critical in management. How you interact with others for directing and delegation of those people. And motivation and the environment you create. And you keep hearing more and more about company cultures and how cultures work together. This is how it ties back in. If that manager is in contrast with the company culture, it's hard for them to create a culture that sinks in. You can help them see here where they're out of sync and how to get realigned. It also shows you your approach to developing others. And management's all about developing others, just as coaching is. So it's going to help you define for you how you like to do that and how to make it more effective for you. So when you come to create this kind of reports, the nice thing is, if they've taken everything, this workplace report, now you want to go up the ladder to the next level and talk about management items, the things that are on this list, there's no need to retake the assessment. So it doesn't involve more of the client's time to go back and answer those questions again, and in some cases maybe change some of the responses. You can basically take the responses from the first report and port them over to the second report. So if they were a SC in the first report, they'll be an SC in ed management as well, exactly the same set of ratings. Now, you're still going to pay for the report the same way, but it does not involve the client and their interaction to take the assessment again. So this report is really, really good because, you know, we all know that when people go from being contributors in an organization to being managers, there's usually this big gap. We've got some background noise here. If someone's, like, doing dishes like that, could you put us on mute?
Yeah. I think that was me. Sorry.
Okay.
It was my husband. Sorry. He's out. He's out. He's gone. All is well. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. As you move from being a contributor to being part of management, you know, your life changes. And most people are not prepared for that change. They think, you know, to use the Marshall Goldsmith term, they think what got them here will get them there. And it doesn't. So this report is a great way to help people who are new in management and learn how to adapt to management and how to use their strengths as a manager. And the other concept we didn't talk about much here but really is true is that each style has their natural strengths, and we all know that. We talked about each style at their best and at their worst. The difference there really is at their best, they use their strengths appropriately. At their worst, they take their strengths and they overuse them. But if your strength is out of a high eye and being outgoing and fun to be around, and you overuse that, it turns into a weakness. If your strength is being calm under pressure and thinking things through slowly, that's great. But if you use too much, again, it turns into a weakness. So the overuse strength turns into a weakness is a big issue. And management is one of those places where it really shows up, because you have to adapt and change to be a manager. This report can help new managers learn to become effective managers. Questions, comments about the Ed Management Report, from either my comments here or things you saw in the report?
This is Ellen. I didn't find the report you were referring to earlier.
The Ed Management Report?
Yeah. So I don't know where that is in my Dropbox or.
Okay. Yeah. So if you
but
go
we can take that offline. We don't have to do that right now.
Yeah. Well, I'll just check to make sure it's still out there, because that's one of the issues, obviously. And let's see.
It was still out there 10 minutes, so half an hour ago.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Still out there.
What's it called?
It's called Ed Management Sample CM.
Say that again.
Ed Management Sample CDM.
Okay. I don't want to take last time to look for it, so I can take that and ask you about it later. I don't see it. So that's probably user error on my part.
Okay. Well, if it's a problem, by all means, just let me know. And
okay.
And get it the other way, because, I mean,
okay.
You can't see the report, didn't do you much good.
Yeah, no, I can't. I don't see it.
Okay.
Other
comments or questions about these reports, about Ed Management, I should say.
I think you're explaining it really well.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad to hear that.
This is Lisa. I just have one question. So I noticed with the leaders and the managers, it's, as you said, it's the same framework, but it will use maybe different, similar but different words to describe each quadrant. I'm assuming those are all complementary, or maybe digging, I'd say, deeper, as you said, from a different perspective. I'm just curious, when you start to line those up, are there any common questions that come from clients in looking and comparing between Everything Disk and the others?
That's a great question. The workplace report, I mean, the difference here really is the priorities, and it really is a change of perspective. From a workplace is you as a, quote, worker, if you will, an employee.
Yeah.
The management report says, as a manager, you have to have different priorities, but they align with your natural DISC style. So your enthusiasm that you show as an employee should evolve into encouragement for the high I as you become a manager.
Got it.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. And
great.
As you get into a leader, it energizes people. So there's a relationship there. The priorities are different based on your perspective.
A hierarchy, really, of the language and sort of power or position, if you will, on how you use those. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so they're all related. It's a matter of how you're going to use them based on your position and this perspective that the new report gives to you.
Great, thank you.
All right, good.
Can I say that as a manager or as a leader, you would have totally different responsibilities than what you would as a worker? So you would have to change.
Yeah, but you have to adapt. One of the challenges sometimes that people don't adapt. They say the same as they were as a worker, but now they're a manager, and it doesn't work very well. So yeah, I mean, each time you change levels, you have to adapt based on your natural style to accomplish things at the new level, because managers' jobs are not the same as the workers' jobs. But yes, I have to adapt it and use it, but it's back again to your behavioral style, your natural style, and how it shows itself as a manager versus being an employee. All right. Let's talk about the next report there, which is the work of leaders. And this one is really interesting. So, again, the priorities have changed based on a different perspective. The DISC, DOT, and STYLE, if you look at the report itself, are now explained in leadership terms as opposed to employee terms. And this particular report really does a nice job of focusing on three key aspects of leadership: vision, alignment to that vision, and finally, execution against that vision. So, for example, it talks about your tendency to remain open in the vision area versus trying to seek closure to the vision and nail it down. And make sure, okay, now vision's clear now. We've nailed it down. Versus those say when we remain more open and flexible with that vision. It talks about prioritization of the details in that vision versus your desire to stay at the big picture level on that vision. How bold you are with that vision, how big is that vision to be versus more of a smaller, more cautious vision. Tendency to hold back versus speaking out. Again, you can tie that directly back into the DISC behaviors. You tend to decide things independently, or do you seek counsel and seek buy-in from others? And once you have that vision, do you tend to just push it forward, or do you try to explore the implications of that much more thoroughly each step along the way? So, again, very powerful. Similar on alignment, a couple of key areas on alignment. It talks about how do you get people aligned? Do you use what you call impromptu messaging or a very structured messaging process that communicates your vision clearly across the organization? As you work there on that alignment, are you actively encouraging people on the alignment, or is it an expectation and you have kind of a matter-of-fact attitude about it? I know it's just going to happen, therefore we're just going to have to make sure it does happen, versus actively encouraging folks on that vision. Likewise, becomes the actual execution of the vision. How hard do you drive that vision versus being more low-key about it and expect it to happen based on the fact that you have decided it and communicated it? Therefore, it should just happen. How much do you plan the execution well in advance and then follow that plan versus improvise, which you think things should be happening? Do you believe in the maintenance of harmony in that process? Or do you actually go out there and aggressively address the problems of the vision and how to make sure those problems get resolved? So, a really good report for leadership, because what you generally find, what I have generally found is that the same leadership team, the different styles push different aspects of the vision, and so the message becomes a little bit fuzzy in terms of how it's being executed between one department and another. So maybe you've got sales who really bought into this vision and they're driving it forward. The IT group is much more laid back, much more planning, and they are farther behind in buying into the vision and making it part of what they do every day. And that particular example, sales versus IT, is a huge issue for most organizations. As sales wants to push things forward, IT wants to go slower and make sure things are more done more completely. questions on the Work of Leaders report? All right. There's one more out there that I've only used once or twice, but it certainly is valuable. If you do work in sales or with sales teams, the Everything Desk sales report can be very, very beneficial to you. Again, the priorities have changed based on the change of direction and the change of perspective. But this report talks about, based on your DISC style, the natural strengths you're going to have as a salesperson, the natural challenges you're going to face. And this is really important because it's going to vary considerably based on what it is they're trying to sell. Most folks think that D's and I's make great salespeople, which is pretty true. D's are driven to get things done. I's make out the relationships, that kind of stuff. A good friend of mine for years was a top salesman for his company, and he was a very, very high C with, I'm going to say, slightly above minimal social skills. That sound nice enough? It was pretty boring. But what he was selling, he was selling factoring of outstanding insurance claims to hospitals. And what that means is that he'd go into a hospital, see how many insurance claims they had outstanding, and then offer to buy them from them for a certain percentage. He was dealing with facts and details and mathematics and percentages and allocations, and he dealt almost entirely with the CFO, was likely also a very high C, and they tended to get along wonderfully together. So depending on what you're selling, different styles can work very well. So understanding your style and what you're going to be selling can play a big role in your success. But it also helps you understand the buyers you're working with and what their styles are, and therefore what's going to drive them to make a decision. Do they need all those facts? Do they need that relationship? Do they want the bottom line? If you're going in there as a high I trying to sell something to somebody and trying to build a relationship and be nice and build all that pattern that goes along with it, and you're talking to somebody who's a high D, who wants the bottom line to move on, yeah, you're boring them to tears. So not just your style, but also your customer style. And even includes what they call customer interaction mapping, a way to figure out what your customer's profile is, so you then can sell them very effectively. So I've only used it a few times myself. It's not my area of specialty, but it's a very handy tool to work in the sales groups and all. All right, so that's the story on the profiles. Questions about them in general? All right. I'm going to get to some real meat and potato stuff here about how you actually get a profile for somebody. So let's say you're out there tomorrow morning and you're talking to somebody and you say, I want to get them a DISC profile. How do I go about that? So the profiles are now done entirely online. It used to be you could do some things by hand, and I still do in some cases. But for the Everything DISC reports, it's all done through an online system, which is called EPIC. And just as you guys started this class, you got an email from that system, came in with my name on it, and gave you an access code for you to create your own profile. So that profile goes out to each user. And as you set that profile out, you have some options you can choose on the profile. For example, you can choose, I want it in English, or I want it in Spanish. And you can choose some other options as well. You want to include a section on discovering your DISC style or not. Understanding other styles or not. Building relationships, personalized style index, all things that were in your report you can choose to have on or not have on your client's report. Or you can choose to, when you create the initial report, you can say, leave those things off for now. I'm going to add them in later. And add them in later is no additional cost. So you might decide, make it easy for this guy, really pretty simple, cut the other things out, and just do the very basics with our first profile. So when you go inside and say, I want to send this report to somebody, when I go inside, it's about 2 minutes to set up the profile, make these changes, enter the information, and send out your access code, about 2 minutes. If you're going to be doing a group, you got, 10, 12, 30, 40 USN at one time, you can make it just as easy. I put them into a spreadsheet and feed the spreadsheet into the system. So very easy to do that way through this online system, which I'll cover in more detail in a few minutes. But one other key aspect here I want to make sure I mention is that you can say right up front, when they complete the assessment, can they see the profile right away, as all of you did? Or do you want to sit there and say, they take the assessment, do not show them the results, because I want to review them first? Or it's a group, want to do them to them all at the same time? So you have that option. Can they view it right away? Or can they not view it? As I mentioned before, you can also reuse early responses. So when you create Everything Disk Workplace, all the responses can be later then fed into the Everything Disk Management Report, or Everything Disk Work of Leaders Report, or Everything Disk Sales Report. The cost of profile is still the same, but it saves time and energy for the client and ensures consistency one report to the next. So I'm going to come back to that in a minute here in terms of that online system.
I have a quick question. So this is Lisa.
Sure.
So you mentioned for new clients, it's good to, if they have interest, it's good to start with the Everything Disk Place because it covers sort of the fundamentals. What if clients want to do all three at once, like Everything Disk, Manager, and Leaders? Do you just not recommend that? Or?
Well, once they do the Everything Disk Workplace, you can create those reports whenever you want to. So I sit there and say, great idea.
Yeah.
Let's do the workplace first. Got a lady going to work for you? Move on the other reports down the road here just a little bit.
So just space them out so you can thoroughly discuss one before moving on to the next. Okay.
And if they said they want to see all three, and they said I want to do them all at the same time, well, again, they only have to enter the answers once. So it's only a matter of you decide to generate the reports when you decide to give them to them. So you might sit there and say, I have your reports right in front of me. You can't see them yet. I'm going to hold off to make sure we're good on the basics of disk. Then I'll give you the reports.
Mm-hmm.
If you bury too much stuff up front, rather than being impressed by it, they'll be able to get lost by it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm assuming most clients won't actually know that there's all these tiers, so it's incumbent on us to explain the options. Is that right?
Yeah, and again, that happens with me normally because I'm talking to an executive, and I say, we're going to start here with Everything Disk Workplace because it lays out the fundamentals of how disk works and helps build communication, which is where you really want to start because everybody's got communication problems. And then, it's true, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right,
And then you say, and then as we go get more, do more of this. I'm doing this right now with one of my clients. They've said, this has been great. Is there more? Thought that you should ask. Yes, there is.
Nice. That's the perfect question, right?
How else can I use this? Great. But there's a report I didn't talk about here because it doesn't really tie in directly with this. But you guys all know what a 360 is?
Yes.
360 assessment. It's when someone says, I'm the boss of my area, so I need to know how I'm doing. So I'm going to survey my boss, my peers, my employees, maybe even some of my customers, see what they think of what I'm doing, so I can see if I'm being perceived as I think I'm doing. And there's a version of the reports that does that. And I was working with a client, say, just this week, and she was talking about, you know, I need to do a 360, but sometimes those things are really dangerous. I said, funny you should ask. I had the report right with me, and I said, I've got this. Oh, well, how does this work differently than regular 360? And I explained to her how it worked and how it tied back a little bit in the disk, more importantly, how it ensured confidentiality. And she was thrilled, and now I'm doing 360s on her entire organization.
So, oh, fascinating. So it's actually a 360 disk tool, so it asks for feedback in each of those areas?
It ties back into your, the questions kind of tie back into your disk behaviors.
Yeah.
The big thing is that I did a lot of 360s earlier in my career as a coach, and the challenge is always somebody who would write, well, you know, this is a feedback on Bob. They'd say, well, Bob and I went to New York, and he did these things that really pissed me off. Well, if that's in your comments,
yeah,
Bob's going to know who that was.
Yeah. I could always tell who was whom when I got 360.
Yeah. And you coach people about, you know, keep these things high level, don't say that, you know, and they always do them wrong. So this particular assessment doesn't give you that ability to create your own verbiage. It gives you verbiage and say, you can choose from all these comments here, some positive, some negative. So it's much better job of masking who said what.
Yeah, and also I would think, I don't know if I'm not so much objective, but I guess a level playing field on the type of feedback that you're getting, more useful potentially. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's an option, but we haven't seen that yet. Is there a...
Yeah. It's not here because it's not directly disk related. It does tie back into disk. But,
okay.
I mean, if you really want to use that, call me and I'll help you get it.
Okay.
It's because of what 360s are, a lot more complicated.
Okay.
I'm happy to help you do that. Okay. Do you have any for that with your clients?
Okay.
Call me. I'll help you get it. No problem.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So how do you make money with disk? Well, I always start with a caveat that, you know, it's a good coaching add-on, but I do not require it of new clients. Now, the reality is that most of my new clients come from old clients who refer me, and they know all about this stuff. So they oftentimes ask for disk, which I'm great with, but if they don't ask, I don't tell them about it unless I think it's going to be appropriate for them. So it's just not a requirement. But I mentioned earlier, it gives that common language. You know, we're doing a client right now who is directly at odds with his boss on a number of things, and they were fighting. We moved the discussion from your boss doesn't like you to here's their style, here's your style. Where are the places for conflict? Are those conflicts showing up? So it probably is not personal. It probably is related back to their style then. How do we get through that? And it changes the discussion entirely. Again, gives in those insights into blind spots. That's a coaching add-on, which is really great. Identifies natural strengths and weaknesses. Do you know you can pick some areas to start coaching in? This is a big one for your coachable moment in most of your sessions. You know, a lot of that comes back to fears and limiting beliefs and areas of conflict they're worried about. Well, DISC points that stuff out right up front, so you're more likely to see it more readily in your coaching session. And again, you can use the DISC profile and the language in DISC to identify not only the client style, but who's the conflict with, and then creating action plans, relationship plans to help bridge that gap. Very, very useful tool that way. You can sell the DISC profile by itself, although the way I prefer it is to always sell it with coaching. So if you sell the profile for normally, you know, $75, I would just tell them, it's $175, comes with 30 minutes of coaching. And that way they get the report and they get you. And the best way for you to sell yourself as a coach is to let people experience you. So DISC builds that right in that way. You can use DISC individually or throughout the organization, not only moving from profile to profile, but from department to department. So you'll find that someplace you'll get a call from somebody, and you'll start in the customer service organization, and they'll say, man, if provisioning had this stuff, it really helped them. Really, who's in provisioning? Who can I talk to? Show them. Now you got the same set of work in another department. And again, you have another workshop that's $4,000 or $5,000, plus the profiles, plus one-on-one coaching, can really add up for you. It gives you a context for either one-on-one coaching or in groups. So when you're coaching the one-on-one based on their individual styles, you coach the groups based on how the styles interact together. And where the natural points are, where there's going to be some friction between the different styles. And they'll start to coach each other in that process. So you can buy workshops for these reports that are all set up for you. And by that, I mean workshops that Wiley sells. It includes PowerPoint presentation. It includes handouts. It includes scripts, exactly what to say. It includes exercises. It includes videos. So they're all complete. So you can make your own, as I did at first, and some of those were really, really interesting put together. Or
this.
Yeah. They weren't all interesting good. They were just interesting. But now with the videos, they got things put together. You can buy a complete package, and you can reuse the package for as many times as you want to. You buy the package one time, you got to buy new profiles for a new group, which is the same basic presentation over and over again.
Is this on their website?
You can find it on Wiley's website. You'll find stuff about it also on my website. I deliver those. They're not on there for sale on my website, but I can get them for you.
Oh, okay.
But I deliver those packages. I deliver everything DISC workplace, everything DISC management to some of my clients. And I use the standard package. Do I modify them? Sure. I personalize them a little more for me, but everything is there you have to have. And the videos are really enhancers to the whole program.
What's the range on that? I know the cost might vary depending on the workshop you're buying, but what's the range run for this?
They're about $1,200 for the workshop. Workshop,
okay.
That range. 12 to 13, 12 to 14, I think, is the range on those. And they're, most of them are at least three quarters of a day, if not a full day long.
Oh. Okay, great.
Yes, they're really nice. They really are. All right. So, Dave, I want to buy a DISC profile. Now what do I do? All right. So this I try to make this simple. It's a little bit complex. There are basically three options. There are two outlined in your presentation. There's a third one as well I'll tell you about. But let's go to the first options first. If you're only going to do an occasional profile, you know, 5, 6, 80 years, something like that, please just give me a call. Say, Dave, I need a profile for John Smith. Here's his email address, and he can or he cannot see the report. And I'll generate the access code for you. I'll send it out, and I'll have your name on the email that goes out. It'll say, you know, Lisa requested you take this assessment versus saying Dave Meyer, which they won't know who that is. They cost $60 each for the basic workplace report. The bad thing about those is that when the report finally comes out, that front cover, as you saw on yours, has got my name and logo on it. Now, if you're only going to do a couple of them a year because you're using one of your clients, that's likely not a big deal for you. say the report is $60, the mentor report and the sales work of leaders, those are all $100 each. But $60 for the basic report. The real concern I have about my name being on there is not when you're coaching somebody and they go, who's Dave Meyer? It's when you stop coaching them and they slide it into a drawer. A year later, they pull it out and they go, this was really good stuff. Who should I call about this? They see my name on there and they might call me. And I would know where it came from. So, but that's an option. Again, 8 or 10 a year, that works out real well for you. Now, the other option here, option two, if you're going to do, you know, more than 8 or 10 a year, a dozen or more, and maybe even do some workshops, what you want to do is what's called a sub-account. And a sub-account gives you online access directly to that Epic system. So instead of calling me and saying, Dave, I need a profile, you simply sit down at your computer, you log on to it, you enter the data yourself, the access code goes out directly from you, and when the report is complete, it now has your name and your logo and your contact information on there. And to me, that's a big plus. It also saves the issue of, is Dave around right now to get your stuff? I tend to be around a lot, but when you call me at 10:30 at night, I might not answer. You know, that email that comes out Friday at 5:30 when I'm getting ready to go away for the weekend, it may not get done until Monday. This way, you do it whenever you want to report. Be one report or 1,000 reports, you do it yourself. There is a cost to set up the sub-account. It's not free. It's $185 to set up a sub-account. Okay? That just gives you that access. That is a one-time fee. There's an annual $20 renewal fee, which applies every January. But if you buy one now, it won't apply this January. It's just too quick. But it'll apply in January starting a year from now. Just to keep the account open, between a renewal fee. The way the account works, it's like a bank account in that you've got to put money in before you can draw it out. So the reports actually cost you things called credits. So you have to buy these credits and put them in the account. And then when you want to do a report, you redeem the credits for your reports. So the reports initially, the workplace report is 15 credits each. So, excuse me, when you set up your first account, you're going to have to buy 105 credits to put in the account to get it going. Now, the other thing about those credits is they currently retail for $4 each. So I mentioned before, workplace report is $60. 15 credits times $4 is $60. If you have a sub-account, you have to buy them at a reduced rate. So instead of paying $4 for your credits, you're paying $3.35 for your credit. So do the math here for you. Initial sub-account setup fee is $185. The 105 credits is $351.75. So that first account is $536.75. There's enough credits in there to do, 105 divided by 15 is how many? Seven, right? Seven reports built into your thing. Yeah. And then when the report gets low, when the balance gets low, you sit there and say, Dave, I need more credits, and I put more credits in your account, and you spend them again however you want to use them. Okay. So those are the two options I tell you are the preferred options. There is a third option, which is to become a Wiley partner. Become a Wiley partner, there's some advantage to becoming a Wiley partner. First of all, you get to use their logos on your website. You get to use their marketing material. And you buy stuff at cost. The downside is it's a pretty substantial investment, not only to initially purchase, become a partner, but you have to go to Minnesota, Minneapolis for a week, which is not my idea of a good time. And, you know, you're on your own in terms of the hotel and the food and the airfare. It's not included in your initial costs. And then every year, there's an annual renewal fee of a couple hundred bucks to renew your account. So there are some nice pluses to it. And I don't bring it up a lot in the first discussion here because if you decide you're going to do a lot of discs, so you buy that package, then find out that you don't, you've wasted $4,000 or $5,000. So my suggestion is, if you think you're going to do a lot of discs, do a sub account, prove to yourself it's working, that you do have a market for it, that you can use it effectively. If you're selling a lot of stuff that way, then become a partner. So that's the third option. It's not the one I recommend up front, but if you're really excited about DISC, I'll talk to you more about that offline, about becoming a partner. Okay?
Awesome.
Well, that was a big old dump of information, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, sorry about that. So also out on the Dropbox account is something called an Epic sub-account description. And when you see Epic sub-account description, and that describes that sub-account thing in more detail than I just did, how it works, how you set it up, all that kind of black and white for you.
Cool. So this is Ellen. Question, because I'm freaking out about our test a little bit. So when will we have details of when we need to have it back to you, and are most of the information in our online docs with you or in the material or verbal or all of the above?
There's nothing in there that's verbal that I just said. Everything's either going to kind of come out of the Everything Disc Workplace Report or out of the Disc Coaching Catalyst.
Okay.
You'll find all the answers in there. The exam is going to go out within the next hour here. It'll go out through email. If you don't see it within the hour, call me and say, Dave, I didn't get it. You know, check your spam filter, that kind of stuff. But I have all your email addresses. You'll all be sent to it as a BCC. So you'll see each other's addresses in case you guys want them passed around, which you'll all get it that way. But it'll be within the hour. So if you don't see within the hour, drop me a note or call me and say, Dave, I didn't get it. I checked my spam folder. It's not there, and I'll send it to you again.
Okay.
And I think as somebody asked earlier, we can look at it and not have to finish it in that time frame. We can like look at it and then go back to it, or do we need to complete it in that session?
No, it's okay. Just as long as you don't email it back to me before you're done with it, I won't see it until you get done. So,
okay,
I mean,
cool.
If it were me, I'd probably print it out, start writing notes all over it, and then when I was ready, open the email up then and type it in then. That's what I would probably do.
Okay.
And again, I'm a DC, so I'm going to take a lot of notes on those pages first.
Yeah. Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
This is Lisa. And did you say, is there a time frame, like a week or?
You have a week.
Okay.
You have a week. So, yeah, so this is, it's Tuesday. You have till next Tuesday to get it complete, which should be pleasant. If someone's getting ready to leave the country for a week as of, you know, tomorrow morning, let me know and I'll work things out with you. But a week is the normal time frame to get it back.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I just want to thank you very much, Dave, for everything. It's been awesome.
I'm glad to enjoy it.
I agree.
Really got me going as a coach. This is what started my business going. So I encourage you guys to use it. It's a great tool.
I will.
I'm really excited to be able to use it. So thank you so much.
Yes.
Good. Well, I'm glad. And by the way, just before I forget, if you go ahead and do some reports, you get stuck on something, call me. I'm here. I'll help.
Perfect.
Okay?
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wonderful question.
Yeah. Thank you.
All righty.
Hi, Dave. I have one quick question.
Sure.
The workshops, would you recommend that as a workshop you would try to do for an organization, or it's something you would try to do to get solicit individuals to come together as a group?
Oh, what a great question. You can use it either way, but I'll tell you this. A few people have called me to help me coach them through starting their disc business, and I've actually created I've actually helped them, based on what their style is, create a shortened version of the workshop that does not require a profile to invite people to and say, come and see what this is all about. By the way, here's a sample of what the report looks like. I'd like to use this your organization. I'll give you a discount. If you sign up tonight, instead of being $4,000, you get it for $3,000, that kind of stuff. Help them with exercises and stuff like that to help them put together something for 2 or 3 hours. It's kind of like an introduction to the concept.
Yeah.
So you can do it either way, but I've done the smaller one with other people to help them kickstart their business.
Okay.
Okay?
See, okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, guys. It's been my pleasure. You all have my phone number. You all have my email address. We'll have to get in the hour with the exam. But, again, if you need me, I'm here for you. Okay?
Thank you. Have an awesome evening.
Have a nice week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the info. It's been fantastic.
Very well.
Right on.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.